Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It's the 27th of July, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
Back again.
So
we have a little a variety pack of news to talk about today. First of all, we have an interview from or with Phil Schiller, who I believe is an Apple Fellow now?
He's an Apple Fellow now.
Okay. Yeah. So that means he's just sort of at large. So he gets to work on whatever he feels like working on at the time. Yeah. Right?
Okay. It's pretty much do what he wants to do.
Okay. And one of the things he wanted to do was sit down and talk to Lamborghini about the Countach, right?
Or the other way around.
That could be. I mean.
Right. Yeah. The Lamborghini wanted to talk to him, but I find it. Okay. So I've got this.
They came to his work. And sat down at Apple HQ to have this interview. That's at least where he is filmed. So
I've got this thing.
Okay.
I call it describing the tapestry based on a single thread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you have a very scant amount of information and yet you reach all kinds of conclusions based on that very scant information. I'm an expert at doing this, by which I mean I'm often wrong. So there's two interviews, right, that Lamborghini posted.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew wrote this up for us, by the way. The first one is if you go to the Lamborghini page, I'm assuming that we'll have links to Andrew's story. So if you go to the Lamborghini page that Andrew links to, there is an interview that has a blue Countach in as the keyframe. That's actually the main interview with Phil Schiller. It's about 3 minutes, 50 seconds long. But then there are 12 questions with Apple Fellow Phil Schiller.
Mm-hmm.
Countach Legacy Edition. And that I thought was a lot more interesting. There's two things that he says in that.
Yes.
One of the questions was, what project are you most proud of? No, wait, no. How did he, which question was that? Because
that's like number one, I think. Which one, what product are you most proud of? Yeah.
Right. But then he was asked, let me find that person who inspires you. Because where is it? This was important. The wording of this question, if only I had actually written it down. Biggest achievement. So what was your biggest achievement? And he said he hopes that's still to come.
Okay.
And then he was asked about like electric or internal combustion.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, I really like combustion, but electric is important. I think the world requires it.
The world requires it of us. Yeah.
Of us, not you,
mm-hmm.
over there at Lamborghini, but of us.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, that could be like this grand, elegant statement. Like us in this case encompasses everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be Apple.
Okay.
And, you know, just going back to the car story, I've written about the car story for years.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me. I mean, like, so I think that moving Kevin Lynch over to Apple Car, which was news last week, I believe.
Yes.
That to me says that the car is coming. And it's like so it's probably moved past that. Will they or won't they stage internally?
Okay.
Moving and Kevin Lynch to it.
That's notable, mostly because we've seen him publicly for a while now. He's been part of the keynote events and the iPhone events and things because he was doing, was it Watch?
Yeah.
Was he the guy so he would come out and tell us about the new series of Apple Watch or what's coming in Watch OS. And so if you're having a hard time placing the name, that's who he is. He's the guy that comes out and tells us about the Watch stuff that's coming. And he now
was also the Adobe Flash guy before Apple hired him.
Well, that was a long time ago, though.
That was a long time ago.
But like, if that name sounds familiar, that's why, because he's the guy that talks about watchOS when there's new things to talk about with watchOS, and talks about the new watch when there are new watches to discuss. So we've seen him for a couple, 3 years now, I think, in live events.
Yeah,
or air quote live events.
I think he's probably been in events longer than that, but I think he's only been in charge of the watch for the last few years.
Yeah. So his name, I closely associate his name with Apple Watch, and that's wise, because he's the guy that comes out and tells us about the oxygen sensor and tells us about the new version of watchOS and that kind of stuff. So yeah, he's not going to be part of that anymore. So that will change the landscape. Even if the event isn't live this year, as we talked about yesterday, he, at least at this point anyway, won't be part of it. But the other thing I thought was interesting about moving him over there, Brian, was that it means when that is something to talk about, they've got somebody over there who's super qualified to be the guy in the live event talking about the thing. And I think that's just sort of a bonus skill that came with him moving over there.
Yeah, he's not great. I disagree with that, with the importance of that. I mean, he's not a very good presenter.
I think it's a side benefit, and he's somebody that has done it.
I don't think that's why he would have been moved over there.
I don't think that's why. I think it's a bonus
to get it done.
Yeah. I just think it's a bonus when it's time to unveil it that they've got somebody over there who's been part of the events before and knows how that piece of all of it works. That's all.
They've got lots of. Okay. All right. I
like I said, it's just great. A bonus. It's Understood. Not. We're going to put him in charge of the car. So we have somebody who will come talk about it, because he's not the most dynamic speaker. I'm not saying anything like that. That's all.
So back to Mr. Schiller. So you got those two components. One is, here's a guy who has done a lot while he was at Apple. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's like being in charge of the App Store. There's many iconic Apple advertising campaigns that he oversaw, led, helped develop. And there's the project that he says he's most proud of is the iPod. You know, there's definitely, he was involved with that. And yet he says he hopes that his biggest achievement is still to come. It's a pretty big statement. Could well refer to the car. That's the tapestry I'm seeing from that particular thread. And then when you take that, the world requires it of us. Again, think that's a statement about Apple Car.
Okay. One thing I wanted to point out, if you are a car person, this interview series, just a little bit of background about it, this interview series that we're talking about is something that Lamborghini is doing, and they're calling it Countach Legacy. And this is like the third of them. The first one is with Marcello Gandini, who's the guy that designed the Countach in the first place. And the second one is with Maurizio Celli, who is he's an astronaut. He is someone from Italy, and he came and was a fighter pilot, became part of NASA, joined some of the missions into space. And so they sat down and did similar sorts of interviews with him as well. And if you go look at the first of the series, you get an interesting chat, and there are subtitles. I don't speak Italian, so I had a hard time following him until I found the subtitles, but you can hear sort of the story of rolling out the Countach at the 1971 auto show. So it's kind of it's kind of a fun thing to listen to him talk about it and how he views it, especially after all this time. So that was kind of cool. The other thing I liked about Phil's the interview, the 12 questions of it, was the bit where I think they asked not your biggest achievement, but now I'm not going to remember exactly what they called it, but he said it was the iPod.
Yeah. What project are you most proud of?
Most proud of. Yeah. Was the iPod. And I just like that he just put it out there. And he said it changed Apple forever.
Yep.
I think was how he put that. He's right. But it's interesting to hear someone sort of on the inside understand that's what has happened, that's kind of a huge turning point there for that. I did also like that, even though he said, you know, I like combustion, but electric is what's required of us. Then they asked him later, V8, V10, or V12. And I mean, the obvious answer is V12. If V12 is an option, there's no other option in my estimation. I'm not like a super duper car person, but I know what it feels like to drive a V12, and that's the best driving there can be. So, Brian and I hope you've enjoyed auto observations from the Mac Observer today. It was an interesting little bit, like finding out that when he was a kid, Phil Schiller wanted to grow up to be a marine biologist. That was sort of an interesting little tidbit. I enjoyed getting that too. They're
both fun little interviews. I found much more informativeness, which terrible English, but the 12 questions I thought was much more interesting than the broader discussion of the Countach. But your mileage may vary. See what I did there?
Yes.
They
are interesting. And as I said, if you're a car person, you may be interested in the two previous ones before that. We will have a link to the Phil Schiller interview, obviously. And then from there, if you look at it, there's a little news link you can click after you look at the interview, and you can see what the other ones look like. And so I did go kind of flip through them, and they were kind of fun. It was nice to see them. So one of the other things we wanted to talk about today was there's some new releases on TV Plus. We've talked about things coming for a long time, but now we want to talk about a couple that are actually here. And so, Brian, I'm going to let you take the first one. And that is...
Which is?
Well, I believe Charlotte described it as a musical for people who don't like musicals. And I think she's a little grumpy with you because you reeled her into watching it and she actually liked it.
Squee! Yes, she did. And I love Schmigadoon. The cast is amazing. So we did a Media Plus episode, Charlotte and me, on Schmigadoon. And so definitely, if you're interested, go have a listen to that too. I guess you'll have a link to the show notes on that too.
Yes,
sweet. Schmigadoon is super, super fun. Charlotte calls it a musical for people that don't like musicals. I like musicals, so I recognize the tropes that they're both leveraging and mocking. Mm-hmm. And I find the way that they're weaving the story of these two interlopers from reality into this world of, you know, like paper trees and, you know, actual musical. I like the way that it's woven in and out of itself, and how the show is very self-aware, and how like the characters are not self-aware except for our two characters. The Cecily Strong Keegan-Michael Key. Thank you. I love him, and yet I got his name wrong. And I did the same thing on the Charlotte show. So I'm really impressed with that. It is a great show, and there are so many other amazingly talented people involved in this show. Mm-hmm. It's just so much fun, and it's also, I mean, it's kind of dark too.
Oh yeah.
But it's not dark in a, it's like more like it's shedding a light on the darkness. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. There is a moment where Cecily Strong's character says, "We don't have to worry. Nobody dies in musicals except," and then she rattles off like four or five musicals, and then Michael Key goes, "Okay, that's like all the musicals." And so it was very funny. As they were sort of going through this, when she sort of talks to him about, you know, like this is, we're stuck in a musical, this is what's happening, you know, here's how this is gonna go. And it's pretty amusing to watch them do that, and so far I've enjoyed it. There are three episodes out now. I'm not sure how many there are going to be. I don't remember finding out what number of episodes we were gonna get. They come out every Friday.
Wouldn't surprise me if it was just six.
Yeah, six.
But also wouldn't surprise me if it went to eight. But yeah, I mean, producing a musical is expensive.
Yes,
it's really, really expensive. So super, super fun though. I absolutely love it. Kristen Chenoweth is a national treasure. She's in it. Fred Armisen, whom I have adored since his SNL days, is in it. Yeah. Lorne Michaels is a producer of the show.
Yes.
It has Alan Cummings in it. Come on.
Yeah.
He is a national treasure. It's just, you know, he's an English national treasure, I suppose.
Yeah, wrong nation, but yes, a national treasure in his native land.
Just so good.
There's so much talent. Involved. Yeah, there's so much talent in the show. And so far, it's fun. It's a little dark, as you said, in spots. It's a little weird in spots. And I'm digging that. And I'm curious to see where that's going to end up. You know, as we continue through the series. I also want to point out that they are basically like half hour chunks. So this is another one where you don't need a massive investment of time in order to sample it and see what you think.
Did you hoodwink Mr. Kelly into watching it?
He hoodwinked himself because the trailer prominently features backpacking and you know, okay, hiking in the woods.
Okay, hold on. But you let him hook himself.
I told him it was a musical before I ever pressed play. To be fair, he knew what he was getting into. And they say in there, you know, it's a musical. And so he said, well, there's backpacking. And I said, yeah, there is. And he said, well, okay, let's try. And I said, they're half hour units. And he said, okay, let's try one. And so we tried one. And then he was like, well, I guess we should see how the next one goes. So we watched the second one, and then eventually did watch the third after it came out last weekend. We watched the third one.
All right. So here's why I'm asking.
Yes.
You were primed to like it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I have been in musicals in public more than one time. I enjoy musicals. Yes. This is my jam.
Okay. He was not primed to like it.
Not even a little.
Not even a little. So did he like it?
He did.
See, it's interesting.
Yeah, it reeled in somebody who is absolutely not a fan of musicals, and he's been enjoying it. And I think part of what he enjoys about it is throughout the show, Josh is Keegan-Michael Key's character, and Josh sort of isn't having it. And so, like, you know, another chorus of a song starts up, and he's like, "Nope, nope," and he gets up and walks away. And those are some of the moments I think that Mr. Kelly has enjoyed. And we got to the end, and at the end, you know, it says produced by Lorne Michaels on this like big card, you know, title, old school title card at the end of it. And he went, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense. And so he's actually enjoyed a little bit of it. And then part of the reason we ended up so easily watching episode 3 is because, as I said, they come out on Fridays, and this last episode came out this last Friday at the same time as the season 2 premiere of Ted Lasso. And yes. So we need to talk about Ted Lasso. I adore Ted Lasso. I've talked about it on other podcasts. It's
and there's a Media Plus episode out today.
Yes. It
dives deep into that too.
Yeah. There's another Media Plus show. Where Jeff Gamet and friend of the show, Jeff Gamet and Tom Merritt of Daily Tech News Show sit down with Charlotte and talk about season 2 of Ted Lasso. I enjoyed the first episode. I'm very interested to see where some of this stuff sets up and where we end up with some of these characters. I'm definitely looking forward to more of it, and I really enjoy how. Because the first one set up, you know, everybody was sort of new with each other. And so just like us as viewers, everybody sort of got in and settled down and became friends and started interacting. And season 2 picks up where all of that leaves off. And so, you know, it feels comfortable to us, too. And it's been really fun to watch. So new episodes of that come out on Fridays as well. And you can always watch season 1. If you've purchased anything recently from Apple, you probably have a 3-month free trial. Otherwise, it's $5 a month, or if it's time to sit down and do some bundle maths, Charlotte has a handy-dandy chart to see if you can save any money based on what you're already paying Apple for as far as services, and you can check that out on the site as well. That's going to do it for us today. Brian, thanks so much for coming by to talk to me about cars and musicals.
Yep, for sure. Thanks for having me.
I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. If you have things you want to make sure that we talk about, if you have questions for the show, or if you have any feedback, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I will talk to all of you tomorrow about the earnings call that's going to happen later today. And until then, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.